Much of what is supposed to happen in Afghanistan in the coming years hinges on the transfer of security duties to Afghan forces. With that in mind, there was a disturbing incident today in the north of the country. An Afghan soldier opened fire at a military training camp. Two American civilians were among the dead. The shooter was training other Afghan troops. He was also killed. The incident comes a week after another Afghan soldier killed three British troops before escaping. The World's Ben Gilbert has just returned from Afghanistan, where he was embedded with troops in the east and south of the country. He joins us from Lebanon. From what you saw, Ben, in your 2 months there, how well trained and prepared were the Afghan troops and police?
Well, the Afghan troops are absolutely not prepared at all to take over security. Their logistical system is, if it ever functioned, it's completely broken. I don't know if it ever did. The Afghan army can't supply itself with basic supplies like water and bullets. They basically rely on the U.S. and the international security forces there. The Afghan police are a completely different story. The Afghan army is actually has a decent reputation among the people, and actually U.S. soldiers enjoy working with them. The Afghan police are just from top to bottom known as corrupt.
Have you noticed any improvements since the last time you were there?
A lot of U.S. commanders will say that there are Afghan-led operations, and at some level, I believe that is actually true. I think that the Afghans' generals and at the government level, perhaps they're helping international security force commanders to outline plans and kind of larger operations. But at the company level, at like the smaller unit level, I mean, you just don't see Afghan-led operations.
I mean, Hamid Karzai today spoke of a 2014 timeline in which troops in Afghanistan, Afghan troops, would take over the full mission. What is the single biggest challenge that needs to be overcome?
Even if tomorrow, if the trainers had everything that they needed and there were enough trainers, it's still going to take a very, very long time, at least until 2014, before they can be able to handle in the counterinsurgency strategy that the United States has implemented in Afghanistan, in order for those security forces to adequately handle the threat that the international security forces right now are facing, which is significant.
Our reporter Ben Gilbert, who's just returned from 2 months in Afghanistan, where he was embedded with troops for the world. Thank you for joining us, Ben.
Thank you, Marco.